Lord, we want to thank you that you are God who knows all.
主啊，我们要非常感谢您，您是那样的神，知道一切。
And you have told us to pray, and that is what we do.
您教导我们要祷告，这就是我们现在正在做。
In the New Testament, there were many who were sick, and the Lord Jesus Christ healed them.
在新约里，很多人生病了，主耶稣基督治愈了他们。
So it is today, Lord, that we pray regarding sickness, but we also pray, and especially more, for the sickness of the soul, the problem of sin, and the need of salvation.
今天呢，我们也有很多人生病了，我们为这些生病的人祷告，特别的是我们要为他灵魂的病祷告，因为灵魂的病需要有罪，需要救恩。
So we pray, Lord, for Nicole's husband's sister, Jean's sister, we pray that somehow the grace of God will be with her. We thank you for the restoration that she has had in health so far, but she needs more, Lord, and we pray that you will grant that to her.
我们也特别的为老范的姐姐祷告，我们感谢她在那个病以后能够恢复，能够醒来，但是她需要更多的康复，所以我们也为他祷告，求您在他身上施恩。
But Lord, we're praying especially for her salvation as well. It's wonderful that you care for the Bible, sorry, for the body, but we know that you care even more for the soul, and we pray that the blessing of God will be upon that family.
所以呢，我们要特别的为他的救恩祷告。我们知道您关心我们的身体，但更关心我们的灵魂，所以求您让那个赐福给那整个家里的人。
We thank you for drawing Nicole's husband to yourself, and we pray that he will be much strengthened in his Christian faith.
非常感恩那个您能吸引你克的丈夫来到您面前，我们也求您在他的信心里加强他。
We pray, Lord, that he will be a good and clear testimony to his sister, and we pray that his sister will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior very soon.
我们也祷告，就是你克的丈夫能够做一个很好的清楚的见证，让他的姐姐很快就能够信主。
And we thank you, Lord, for bringing Ling Mei's, Ivy's, daughter, Sophie, back from Toronto. We thank you for her safe arrival. We're praying that she did not in any way contact the terrible virus when she was away.
非常感恩索菲亚，艾薇的女儿索菲亚能够很安全的从多伦多回到这里，我们非常感恩她没有任何的跟这个可怕的病毒的那个感染的风险。
So we pray that you will continue health to that family and peace to that family. We pray especially for Ivy's daughters and for her husband. And Lord, we're praying that all of them will find the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord in their lives, and that the blessing of God will be upon them each.
因为我们也特别求您在给这个家庭平安，请您特别的是艾薇的女儿和她的丈夫，女儿们和她的丈夫，我们祷告是他们都能信主，这样的话，神的赐福会全部落在他们每个人身上。
We pray also, Lord, for Ivy's friend and for the situation with her mother over in China. And we pray that somehow the grace of God will be upon her. It would appear that the cancer is bad and spreading, but we pray that the grace of God will be there and that in particular she will be encouraged in the Lord.
因为我们特别的要为艾薇的朋友在英国华祷告，因为他现在的状况祷告，也是特别是他妈妈在中国，他的癌症已经扩散了。我们的祷告是在您的恩典都会施在他们身上，施在他们家里身上，安慰他们。
We thank you that she has professed faith in Christ, and we pray that it will be real, and that through these days of difficulty, her testimony will be proven to be solid for God, and that you will encourage her spiritually and preserve her physically. These are our prayers.
我们非常感恩他，朋友的妈妈最近想告信主，我们的祷告是他这样的信心是真的，而且可以也在这个可怕的疫情期间能够持续他的信心，增强他的信心，给周围的人做见证，然后这样的信心是被证明是真的，这是我们的祷告。
And Lord, these are just a few specific prayer requests, but you know that each of us have a long list of items that we're praying about because we acknowledge that you're the only one who can resolve the issues of our lives and bring peace to not just the body, but to the soul, to the family, to the marriage. And Lord, we pray that you will do a mighty work amongst us and that many will rejoice in your goodness.
因为这就是我们要祷告的几件事，我们知道我们每个人都有一个长的列表，都有事情要祷告。我们祷告是您不仅关心我们的身体，更关心我们的灵魂，让我们所有的人鼓励我们的灵魂，让我们每个人都知道您的良善，知道神的存在，知道您是关心我们，知道您的爱。
Hear our prayers. We pray in such a way that we will truly be thankful for your goodness to us.
我们这个祷告呢，我们祷告的方式呢，是一个我们真的是非常感激感恩您的良善对我们。
And now, Lord, we turn to the Word of God, and we pray that you will help us in the questions and in the basic teaching. Lord, you help us today, we pray.
我们现在呢，转向您的话，当我们学习的时候，请您帮助我们，帮助我们回答问题，帮助我们基本的学习，这就是我们的祷告。We
ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们所有的祈求都是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, good to see everyone today. And I believe last week, as we were leaving, Linda had a question for us.
因为非常感谢大家，我相信上个星期呢，Linda呢有一个问题。So
Linda, do you want to give that question again so that we all understand the question, then we'll try to get the answer?
Linda, 你可不可以把那个问题再重复一遍，这样每个人都知道你的问题是什么，然后我们可以找到答案。
我不太记得是哪个福音书的哪一章哪一节了，就是说他有的是说，你就穿鞋子，然后，你带着拐杖吧，哎呀，嗯，是的，有的就说你只要穿着鞋子就不用带着拐杖，反正就是写的不一样了。
So, do you need the translation for that? Because
if it's the same question as you and I were discussing, yeah. Very briefly, yes, just to make sure I go in the right direction.
Okay. So actually the question is in the Mark chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. That says, sandals, in the wear sandals or not wear sandals, and bring, also bring, some, just like, let me see what's here. So, and also in Matthew chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, Gospel of Luke chapter 10, verse 4, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 22, verse 35. So she basically think that some conflict there. And the some verse told her that we should wear sandals. Something said that you need to bring a cane, something like that. And some verse said that you don't have to bring some canes if you wear shoe.
All right. Well, We're going to try to take things one item at a time. The first item that was drawn to my attention is, what about sandals? Should the messengers take sandals or not? This is Mark chapter 6, verse 9. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. In other words, the servant of God was to travel light.
因为这个里面讲的呢，他首先要引起大家关注的就是马可福音第六章第九节里面，就是说，传不穿鞋，就是说，传递神的福音的人是不是需要穿鞋？所以这个呢，实际上，那个神的传福音的这，他就要轻装上阵。
Now, that's an instruction which we find difficult today.
这个呢，指令呢，也是我们今天来看呢，是比较难去遵循的。
So, raise your hand if you only have one pair of shoes.
所以呢，如果你只有一双鞋，你请举手。
Okay, nobody's got their hand up.
没有人举手。
So we don't do a very good job of following these instructions.
所以呢，我们在这个遵循这样的指令下面做的并不好。
There was a man of God who did wonderful work for the Lord 200 years ago.
有一个人呢做了神的奇妙的工，他在250年前。
His name was J.N. Darby, and he was a powerful man of God, and we owe much to him. Tell you more about that later.
他的名字叫达密，他是神的奇妙的仆人。我们不是很多人都了解他，后面我们会做一些介绍。
He tried to take the Bible very seriously.
所以他非常认真地去学习圣经。
So when he went preaching, he took with him one suitcase.
当他去传道的时候呢，他只是拿一个手提箱。
And he traveled as an itinerant preacher from place to place for 25 years.
因为他是在不断的变换的地方去传道，在25年之内。
He basically lived all that time out of one suitcase.
所以在这25年里呢，他只带一个行李箱。
He even looked poor.
他看起来很穷。
He was in New York City on one occasion, in the middle of the day. He was in Central Park, and he sat down to rest.
因为他是有一次在纽约传道的时候呢，在中午的时候，他在中央公园里面坐下。
As he was resting, he took his hat off, put it in his lap, and was praying.
因为他在那里休息的时候，他把他的帽子摘下来，放在他前面，然后开始祷告。
While he was there, a man came by, looked at him, felt sorry for him, and put some money in his hat.
所以呢，有一个人走过来，看见他在那里呢，就可怜他，把一些钱放在他的那个帽子里面。
All right, so the verse here basically says, again, get the right chapter here, Harold. Verse 9 says, wear sandals, but don't take an extra tunic.
马可福音第六章第九节说，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。
Over to Matthew chapter 10.
所以到马太福音的第十章，他就翻到。
And it says, verse 10, take no bag for your journey, that would be a bag with money in it, or extra tunic, or sandals or a staff.
这里讲的呢，行路呢，马太福音第十章第十节，行路不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋和拐杖。
Now that's kind of hard to know precisely what the Lord is saying.
所以这里呢，就是有点不能准确的知道主在说什么。
If this verse is contradictory to the Mark chapter 6 verse, then it's saying, take no bag for the journey or extra tunic and don't wear sandals.
你这里看到呢，如果他是这么说，你不要啊带钱，你不要带两件褂子，你不要穿鞋。那么说跟马可福音里就是矛盾的。
Now it's doubtful that it means don't wear sandals. It probably means don't take extra same sandals as you would an extra tunic.
这里讲到的并不是说你不要穿鞋，也不要带穿褂子，就是你不要带额外的鞋和带额外的褂子。
We don't read of the servants of God going barefoot, I just don't know where, anywhere where we're told that they were to be walking barefoot.
我就没有听说过啊，神的仆人去传福音的时候是赤着脚、光着脚的。我们都没有在任何地方听说过这样的。
So Linda, I don't see an opposition here. I don't see a problem. I see the fact that they are to wear a pair of sandals, but not to carry an extra pair.
因为他说 Linda, 我不认为这里面是讲的不一样的。他们并没有被告知说不要穿鞋，是被告知不要带额外的鞋。
All right, so that's issue number one. The principle is this. Try, when you find a potential problem in Scripture, try to see how the Lord is teaching it without assuming that there's a contradiction.
因为这里呢，教导是第一个。第二方面呢，就是当你在圣经里发现潜在的问题的时候呢，你尝试去理解主耶稣，他不会用矛盾的方式来教导我们。
If you write something, if I write something, we usually proofread what we're writing to make sure that it doesn't appear that there are contradictions in what we write.
因为当你写什么东西，我写什么东西的时候呢，我们前面写的，我们后面要去证明，我们试图呢，就不要让前后矛盾。
The Spirit of God writes the same way, and therefore when we read what he writes, we assume that he is not contradicting himself.
所以呢，神的圣灵写圣经的时候是同样的方式写的。当我们读的时候呢，我们要试图理解，就是我们要假设神是不会矛盾的。
All right, so Roy, were there other specifics there that Linda was referring to?
Yeah, I think she just concerned about the sandals and the staff.
Sandals and staff. Yeah, well, it doesn't say anywhere that they took two staffs. It's logical that they would take one staff, but not two. And I think that's what's being taught here.
这里呢，同样的，他的意思呢，也就是说呢，带拐杖呢，你不要带额外的拐杖，带一个就行了，穿鞋，穿一双就行了，就是这个意思。
So it also says that they are not to take a staff, but it doesn't mean that the last line is the worker is worthy of his keep. So it's quite possible that someone might give him a staff as he goes, something to lean on.
所以呢，这里呢讲的是一个拐杖，也不是说的那个特定的拐杖。在后面第十节讲的就因为工人得饮是应当的，这里可能讲到的是呢，如果他需要那个拐杖，是别人会给他。
Maybe just to give a little bit of the principle here, and that is that this servant of God goes like the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was very wealthy, but he left heaven and he left his wealth. And while he was here on the earth, he did not have a wealthy lifestyle. And that is a problem that many of us have, because the Lord has given us bounty. And we're very rich compared to the people who live in many parts of the world. And we've got to make sure that we don't allow those riches to get in the way of the work of God.
所以实际上呢，这里的原则呢，就是呢，神的仆人呢，就要跟神一样，就是主耶稣基督呢，他是非常富有的，但是他离开了天堂，来到地球的时候呢，他实际上在地球上他没有过一个富有的生活，所以就像我们在这样呢，我们的全世界各地的这样的，我们做神的仆人跟我们是有类似的益处，就是不要让你自己的财富。
It would be easy for us to pray, Lord, please give me more money.
对我们来说，你很容易这样去祷告，说神呐，多给我点钱吧。
But that's not the important need in our lives. We need to use what God has given us very, very wisely.
并不是说对我们来，这更多的钱对我们的人生来说并不是很重要的。对我们很重要的是，我们要非常明智的去使用我们现在所拥有的东西。
So I heard this story many years ago. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but it's a good story just the same.
因为我听到这样一个故事很多年前，但是我不知道这故事到底是真的还是假的，但是这故事很好的，我给大家讲一讲。
It's a story about a man who started out in business and he was earning a little bit of money and he decided to give a certain percentage to the Lord.
今天讲到一个人呢，就是说他呢，非常成功，做生意非常成功，他赚了很多钱，他然后他决定按照百分比给一点钱给神。
And I'm not sure what that percentage was. Probably at the least it would have been 10%. It might have been 20 or 30%. But he said, I will give you this percent. If you give me more, I'll give you more. If you give me less, I'll give you less. But I will give you that percent.
因为我们知道到底是百分之十、百分之二十、百分之三十，反正他决定说呢，给我多点，我就照样给你百分之十、二十、三十；你给我少点，我也照样给。所以你多给呢，我给的百分比就多，给的同样就是百分比不变。So
after a while, he got promotion after promotion and earned more and more until he was earning a lot of money, which meant that that percentage was a lot of money.
然后呢，他开始呢，受到提拔，也开始成功。然后他开始赚了很多钱。但如果再按他那个百分比算的话呢，就是，所以他再按他刚开始说那个百分比算的话呢，就是很大一笔钱。
He went to his spiritual advisor and he said, you know, when I started this, all I had to give was this amount of money. But now he says, I've got to give a lot more. And frankly, he says, I'm having a hard time giving all this money that I'm supposed to give.
然后他就去找那个教会的人讲说，你看我刚开始奉献的时候呢，按照百分比就这么点钱，然后我赚的钱呢越来越多，我现在要按照百分比算的话呢，那就是很大一笔钱了。
And so his spiritual advisor said to him, well, let's pray about it.
所以呢，然后他的那个属灵的顾问呢，就说我们来开始。
So the man said, all right, you go ahead and pray. And the spiritual advisor prayed and said, Lord, this man is having a hard time giving you this percentage of this amount of money. So would you please reduce his income to the point where he can't afford to give that percent to the Lord.
所以呢，那个属灵的指导呢，就开始跟他一起祷告。他说：“你先祷告。”然后祷告完，那个属灵祷告说：“主啊，这个人他现在他不愿意给这么多百分比，给百分比这个百分比的钱太多了，按照他的收入。” 主啊，你求你让他的那个收入减一点，减到那个百分比他可以接受的程度。
Well, that's a tangential story, but I just found it very, very interesting. And you can understand circumstances where that might have taken place.
这个故事呢，可能是一个假设编出来的故事，但是呢，可能这个意思呢，就是非常非常的，你要考虑到你的环境的时候，这么一个是一个很好的故事。
All right, now I'm not sure where we go from here. I lost my train of thought.
Let's talk about the Linda's question.
Linda's question. What was the next part of Linda's question?
It's because you said that we don't need the extra staff or a Sandra.
An extra staff, yes.
Then you tell us that story.
The answer probably is this. We don't need anywhere near as much stuff as we think we need.
因为这个答案就是呢很明显，实际上我们不需要那么多我们认为我们需要的拐杖鞋。
And in the case of the Apostle Paul, he would say, we don't need as much health as we think we need.
实际上在那个使徒保罗他的那个逻辑里说，甚至我们都不需要更多的健康我们需要的。
The Apostle Paul went about healing many people, bringing health to them, but he was very, very weak, and he was often sick.
因为使徒保罗他治愈了很多人，但是他自己却非常虚弱，他通常是在生病的。
So I think that's the teaching of these passages in Mark and Luke and Matthew. I think the fact is that we don't need as much stuff as we think we need. And the work of God doesn't always need lots of money. It does need lots of devotion of heart, lots of service for the Lord.
所以我认为在这里面呢，实际上的教导呢，就是说在马可、马太还有路加福音里教导的是说，我们实际上我们通常不需要额外的钱来服侍主，我们更需要的是把我们的内心和我们的时间完全奉献给主这样。
So I'm not sure at all if I've done a good job on this question. Linda and Roy keep pushing me to make sure that I hit the answer that you're looking for.
所以呢，他不是确定很那个，是不是把这个问题的点回答了？那 Linda， 你是不是还有什么问题？就是关于他回答你这个问题的？
没有了，很好。
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay. Any other question as we start out today?
老白，我有一个相关的问题。他这个经文，那个《路加福音》22章的，35到36，他就讲，之前他差这些门徒出去，没有钱囊，也没有口袋，没有鞋。然后，但是如今，他说36节，耶稣说，但如今有钱囊的可以带着，有口袋的也可以带着。没有刀的要卖衣服买刀，这个好像是说这个主耶稣在和不在的时候是有差别吧。
Okay. So, Ruth got the question, additional question is on the Gospel of Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 verse 35 and 36. So she also I think it's concerned about verse 36. Verse 6 is, he said to them, but now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. So she said in this verse, when the Lord Jesus was on the earth, and he was not on the earth. There's a difference.
Well, he basically is talking about the fact that he is going to be hanging on a cross in a few hours.
所以呢，实际上他告诉他们这样一个事，就在几个小时后，他会被钉在十字架上。
That's a big problem.
对你就大麻烦了。
And if the Lord Jesus Christ were to have stayed on the cross, or were to have stayed in the tomb, then we had all better go out and buy a sword, because we're in deep trouble.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督他就停在十字架上，或者就停在他的坟墓里，那么我们所有的人都应该跑出去买一把剑，因为我们在这个世界有大麻烦了。
They would have persecuted the apostles, Peter and James and John and the others. They would have all been terribly persecuted. And if Jesus were not there to defend them, they would have had to defend themselves.
实际上呢，当时呢，主耶稣的门徒彼得、雅各还有其他的约翰，他们都受到迫害。如果主耶稣基督如果不能帮他们保护他们自己，他们必须保护他们自己。
But Ruth is right. If the Lord is there, then a sword isn't going to help you very much. You don't need that. You need the Lord to help you.
实际上诺德讲的是对的。如果主耶稣基督在那里，剑对你来说是没什么帮助的。你需要主对你的帮助。
And of course, what happened was that after 3 short days, the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead.
因为事实上呢，在非常短的三天呢，主耶稣从死里复活了。
So we don't need a sword today because Jesus is alive.
因为我们今天不需要剑，是主耶稣还活着。
The sword would only have been of value if Jesus were not there. And the point that he's making is, I'm going, but I'm coming back. Don't worry, everything's going to be okay. If I don't come back, go get a sword. But if I come back, you won't need a sword.
这主耶稣基督在这里讲到的一个点是很明显的，就是说呢，我会离开一段时间，然后呢，如果我不在这里，你就去买一把剑。但是我离开了以后，我马上就会回来。如果我回来的时候呢，你们就不需要买剑的；如果我不回来，你们就要买把剑。
Now, a parallel logic is in the content of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
因为这里讲到的呢是一个很明显的一个逻辑呢，是在哥林多前书的第十五章。
And there I believe we read the words, if Jesus has not risen from the dead, we are of all men most miserable.
因为那个里面讲到呢，说如果主耶稣基督他没有从死里复活，那我们就是世界上这一批最苦难的人。
Everything in the Christian life revolves, or sorry, is built upon the fact Jesus rose from the dead and he is alive.
因为我们在基督徒的人生里，所有的基石都是建立在主耶稣基督从死里复活，他现在仍然活着这个基础上。
Remove that truth, we have nothing.
如果没有这个真理的话，我们啥都没有。
All right, so that's a very short answer to that question. We don't have to worry about the sword any more than they did. Peter didn't need the sword at any point.And the others didn't either, but the Lord is making the point. If I don't rise from the dead, you better run out and grab yourself a sword.
这里实际上真的，耶稣基督在这里说的一个点，就是说他们当时呢，并不需要剑，然后我们自己呢，今天的我们更不需要剑了。如果当时的时候，主耶稣讲的是说，如果我不从死里复活，你最好去买一把剑。
All right. Any more? Does that answer the question, Ruth? And any more questions?
印度德，这个问题你清楚了吗？还是你还有更多的问题
？I'm okay now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we were studying in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Sorry, I think, did you answer Sharon's question?
Sharon's question, no, can't remember. Sharon, I apologize. Carry on.
I think you still have some left over.
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27.
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27.
就是那个以色列还有犹大还有以东三个王一块去打摩押，这个前面说是神允许他去打的，然后到这段他就说以色列人遭遇耶和华的大怒。我就想问一下，为什么要就神已经允许他们去打，为什么后面神发怒是什么原因？
Yeah, so her question is about 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 27
最后一句话。
Yeah, so she said, let me see. So this, against Israel, so this, three kings, they are allowed by the Lord to fight with, King Moab. And, but now, the,Her question is why the Lord, the favor against Israel was great.
All right. Let's read verses 26 and 27. Then I will give you the story. Then we will try for an answer.
要把26节和27节读一下，然后读完了我们再来试图回答这个问题。
Verse 26, when the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, he took with him 700 swordsmen to break through to the king of Edom, but they failed. Then he took his firstborn son, who was to succeed him as king,and offered him as a sacrifice on the city wall. The fury against Israel was great. They withdrew and returned to their own land.
你在刚才读的第26节、第27节，摩押王见战事激烈，难以对敌，就率领700把刀的兵想突围去以东王那里，却是不能。便将那应当接续他做王的长子在前上献为燔祭，以色列人遭遇大怒，于是三王离开摩押王，各回自己的地方去了。
So the story is an interesting one in chapter 3. You can read it, but it basically says that the king of Moab had been giving to the king of Israel a tribute every year.I think it was 100,000, verse 4, 100,000 lambs with the wool of 100,000 rams. He gave lots of money. The king of Moab gave lots of money to the king of Israel.
你这里讲的呢，如果你读整篇第三章的这故事呢，你发现很有趣。实际上当时的摩押王呢，他是给以色列王每年他的献祭的。第四节里讲到每年将10万羔羊和毛和10万公绵羊的毛给以色列王。
So the king of Moab says, I don't want to do that anymore. So he stopped paying.
因为那个摩押王呢说我不想再进贡了，他停止了进贡。
Now the king of Israel said, that's not fair. I want all that money. So he got couple of kings to be confederate with him. He got the king of Judah and he got the king of Edom. And he said, we three kings will go out, we'll fight the king of Moab so that he'll keep giving us all those sheep and all that wool.
所以呢，实际上呢，当时的那个以色列王说这不公平，我们仍然需要他进贡，所以他就联合了 犹大王和以东王他们三个王一起去打那个摩押王，他走摩押王说呢，我们要把我们的贡品要回来。
And everything seemed to be going in the favor of the king of Moab until the Lord intervened through the king of Judah and through Elisha, and the Lord sent water to them miraculously, and the king of Moab was sorely defeated.
所以当时刚开始那一切的摩押王呢都是有利的，直到神介入了，神通过那个犹大王和以利沙他们把那个放水，然后那个时候那个摩押王就大败了。
So now we're at the end of this battle, and the Moabites look like they're going to be defeated. God has intervened graciously, given water to the kings of Israel, Judah, and Edom, so that their armies are continuing to fight. And then verse 26.
然后呢，实际上呢，当时呢，那个摩押王呢，看见这个大势已去，看见那个当时呢，主耶和华呢，给那些犹大王、以色列王、以东王，给他们牲口水喝，他们可以继续，然后就来到了第二十六节。
It says, when the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, he took with him 700 swordsmen to break through to the king of Edom.
因为实际上在这个二十六节里，摩押王见阵势甚大，难以抵挡，就率领七百拿刀的兵要冲过阵去到以东王那里，就是不能。
He said, if I get close to killing the king of Edom, Edom may very well end up siding with me rather than with them. And so he said, my strategy is, let's go for the king of Edom. He may be a traitor to the others.He may side with me, and we could win the battle.
因为他当时那个摩押王想的，我最好冲到以东王那里去。如果我把以东王打败了，他可能站在我这一边，他不会站在其他那一边。如果他站在我这一边，跟他一起打，另外两个王，那个摩押王的胜算就比较大一点。
But verse 26 says that strategy failed. That's the way verse 26 ends.
所以实际上第二十六节呢说呢，他那个。
So the king of Moab said, all right, I'm going to offer my firstborn son as a sacrifice to the gods so that I can win this battle.
因为在那个摩押王说呢，好啊，这样如果不奏效的话，我就会把我的祭长子作为燔祭献上。
Now that says a lot about the king of Moab, doesn't it?
这对那个摩押王来说是很大的那个。
How would you like the king of Moab to be your daddy?
你是不是想你愿意让这样一个摩押王做你的父亲？
And the king of Moab basically said, I like my son, I love my son, I want my son to be king after me, but...I'm not going to pay the king of Israel any more money. I'd rather lose my son than pay more money to the king of Israel.
那那个摩押王说呢，我爱我的儿子，我要他做我的继承者。但是呢，我更爱我的钱。如果呢，我以色列人他们找我要钱，我宁愿把我的儿子献上。
Do you respect a man like that?
你尊敬这样一个人吗？
Is it any wonder that the Lord said, I'm going to give the victory not to the king of Moab? That man doesn't deserve victory. I'm going to give victory to the king of Israel and Judah, and even to the king of Edom, though he was a wicked man too. They were all wicked men, with the exception of Jehoshaphat. But the Lord looks down from heaven, and he sees the problems with these people.And he often allows circumstances to develop so that you can see the heart of these people. The king of Moab had a bad heart.
实际上呢，当时这个摩押王呢，是一个极其邪恶的，所以是主神说呢，我不会把胜利给你，给摩押王，我甚至把胜利给以色列王，给犹大王，甚至是 啊，那个以东王，以东王呢，在约书亚记里，他也是个邪恶的王。就算这样一个邪恶的王呢，神仍然给他胜利。但在这里呢，是让我们看到这个人的心，他的心呢，你看到了这个摩押王的那个心极其邪恶的，是允许这样的事情发生，是让我们看到他的心。
The king of Moab had a bad god.
所以这个摩押王他有一个很坏的。
I think that God, his God would have been impressed by the fact that he was willing to kill his own son in order to keep paying money to Israel. If that's what God is like, there's a big problem with that God.
因为他认为呢，他的那个摩押王的神呢，他愿意看到摩押王为了保住他的钱不信供而把自己的儿子杀死。如果是这样一个神，那这个神就是一个极其麻烦的神。
But then that's an interesting story because it's in fact God allowed His son to be killed.
其实这是非常有趣的，但是我们的神呢，他允许他的儿子被杀。
And God didn't do it for more money.
其实神做这个不是为了钱。
And God didn't do it in order to win victory over his enemies.
其实神呢，这么做也不是为了赢他敌人。
Our God died, allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross because he loved his enemies. That's you and me.
因为我们的神允许他的儿子在十字架上为我们而死，是因为他爱他的敌人。
Similar story, the father sacrifices the son.
也是类似的故事，一个父亲呢，把儿子献祭了。
But for totally different reasons.
但是原因其实完全不同。
And the story points out the sham associated with the king of Moab and the glory associated with our wonderful God.
这个故事呢，就是把那个摩押王的耻辱跟他联系在一起，然后跟我们奇妙的神，这个是把他的完全的荣耀跟我们奇妙的神联系在一起。
All of that is preparatory to Sharon's question.
因为这个呢，所有的都是对那个 Sharon 的 question 问题的一个。
Sharon's question is.The second last line of the chapter, it says, the fury against Israel was great.
因为呢，实际上呢，刚才那个跟并没回答先生的问题。先生问题是在六十七节的后面一个，就是说以色列人遭遇耶和华的大怒。
And the question is, whose fury against Israel was great?
所以的问题是谁的？大怒对以色列人来说。
Was it God's fury against Israel that was great?
是那个神对以色列人的怒是大的吗？
Was it the fury of Israel's confederates, the king of Judah and the king of Edom? Was that fury against Israel great?
所以是那其他的他的联邦的他的联盟的那些人是犹大王还是以东王？他们对以色列人的怒是大的吗
？Or was it the fury of Moab against Israel that was great？
也就是说，是摩押王对以色列人的大怒是大怒吗
？And in fact, that's the logic, isn't it, of the passage?
实际上是
Moab came against Israel.And their fury against Israel was great. And the king of Moab said, I'll try to get the king of Edom. I'll kill my son. I am going to get Israel.
所以就像这上下文的逻辑里讲的，那是摩押王的大怒，因为他说呢，我们对以色列人，对那个犹大，对那些摩押，对那些以东人，我是非常愤怒的，我甚至要杀掉我的儿子。
But it says they returned and went to their own land, and I'm not sure, but I think it was Moab who returned and went back to their own land. We don't read more of this story.
但是后面讲到他们各自回到自己地方去，他不是很确定这里到底讲的什么，但是呢， 他确定的就是他们自己回到自己地方去了，因为这个故事没有讲太多在圣经里。
It would appear that it was Moab that after being furious against Israel realized they couldn't win the battle, so they turned and went away.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是这里讲出的呢，是摩押王呢，他尽管有那么大的愤怒，但是他仍然战胜不了以色列人，所以他回去了。
So Sharon, that's how I read the story. I'm not sure whether that addresses your question or not, but that's how I read the story.
就是他读的故事，他不知道有没有回答你的问题。So I think the problem is the Chinese translation. Because in Chinese translation, in the Union translation, they said it's the fury is from the Lord.
Fury from the Lord.、
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't see that in either of the English translations that I have considered. I'll try a third one right now, see what it says. But I don't see that translation. I think you're right.
Yeah. I didn't see any translation say that also, but only the Chinese translation, one Chinese translation,I think it's a Chinese Union translation. They said the Israel counter that the fury of the Lord.
还有那个你像最后一句他说的是 they withdraw and returned to their own land. 他们说的是
所以这里我给你翻译一下，刚才我跟 Harold 讲的呢。
我明白你说的是，因为我们中文说的是耶和华，但是他刚才说的说，他认为是摩押王转回去了，他说并不是，是摩押王回去，但他后边的英文是用的 they， 所以我觉得是那个他们那个三个王自己回去了。
他是这样的，因为刚才讲的呢，我们在英文翻译里没有说这个是耶和华的大怒。然后在中文的其他的版本里也没有说是耶和华的，只有和合本讲的是耶和华的大怒。然后他刚才讲的那个 day 呢，我们这里是翻译成三王，但是英文里也没有说是三王，所以他这个意思呢 day 呢就是可能是那一批人他都各自回去了，他不是说摩押只摩押王一个人，摩押王就是回去了也是他那一堆人回去了，这个 day。所以在英文里中文的翻译我觉得这一块好像是有问题的，所以就你们可以自己去研究一下英文，所以英文好一点，因为英文里没讲三王也没讲耶和华的怒，所以 Harold 的解释就是那样。 So I just explained to them about that difference. So Sharon think that they means the three kings but
It could be. They could be the three kings. We're not sure. All we know is that the battle was stopped. Either the Moabites retreated or the three kings retreated. We do know that the Moabites were furious against Israel. And for some reason, this group retreated or that group retreated. Doesn't really matter. The fact is the war was over.
实际上他讲的呢，这里讲到的呢，这个故事呢，圣经里面告诉我们太多。实际上讲到的呢，就是说不管是谁大怒，但是呢，这里面就是说他们最后啊，战争是停止了，然后都各自回去了。不管是谁回去了，这个不重要，就反正都回去了，战争停止了。
Okay, I think Sharon says okay.
Yeah.This is a translation problem.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
And so I want to go back to the point I made earlier. When you see passages of scripture that appear to be contradictory, always interpret them on the basis of what the answer could be if in fact it were true.Don't use an apparent conflict to say there's a problem, use an apparent conflict to reinforce what you know to be true. And if that solves the problem, then there is no longer a problem.
实际上他这里讲到这个原则的时候，当你读经的时候，你发现两个地方有矛盾的时候呢，你一定要是这样去读，你就说用那个这个真理是真的方向去读，而不是是矛盾的方向去读。如果你一直这么去读的话，最后呢你会加强你对这个圣经的它的真理的相信，就是说它不会有矛盾，所以你就找出它不矛盾的那个方式去读，然后你就会更加强你的信心。
Alright, back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, not 4, chapter 5.
我们现在要来到提苏罗尼迦前书的第五章，不是第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
贴前第五章。
I'm going to explain this to you, then we're going to go back to our earlier verses, and I'll explain it to you again when we come to it, again.
今天我会把这里给大家做一个解释，然后回到我们前面的文章，然后再读到这里的时候，我们会再一次解释。
And I've got to, just give me a moment to find the verse that I want.
现在要找一下他想找的那节经文。
All right, it's 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
提索门家后书的第一章。
And we're getting to the point in our study of 1 Thessalonians where we're going to realize that the issue of 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians is what's going to happen in the future.
因为我们这个呢，读这里是要回到我们读帖斯伦家前书的，帖斯伦家前书和帖斯伦家后书所讲的一个共同点，就是在将来会发生什么。
And we've been teaching you down through the years the very simple truth of of prophecy that we are in what is called the age of grace, and we carry on.
所以我们实际上呢，在这一年多时间，我们一直在讲这个预言，先知预言的。所以这个预言现在讲到我们现在是这个恩典时期，这个恩典时期现在持续。
But things are getting worse in the world, and because of that, God is going to have to bring in His judgment.
所以这个世界上的事情就会变得越来越糟，因为这个呢，神要来带来审判。
We call that time, the Bible calls that time, the period of great tribulation or the time of Jacob's trouble.
其实你把这一段讲到的就是叫大灾难，大灾难或者是被称为是雅各的大麻烦。
And the whole earth is going to be in terrible trouble at that time. The book of Revelation talks about it.
所以这个呢，在那个时间呢，整个世界有一个大的灾难，就是启示录里所谈到的。
The question is, what will happen to the church, God's beloved bride? What will happen to the church before the time of tribulation?
所以这个问题呢，就是在教会，就是神所爱的新娘身上，在大灾难之前，教会身上能发生什么呢？
And we've been teaching you all along that before that comes the rapture and the Lord takes his church up to heaven and then he punishes the people left on the earth.
因为这里圣经里告诉我们呢，神的教会呢会被提到空中去，神来呢把我们带到空中和他相遇，然后神就惩罚留在地球上的人。
Now that's a marvelous logic, a marvelous story.
这是一个非常奇妙的故事，奇妙的逻辑。
It is taught very clearly by the words of scripture.
所以在圣经里呢，讲的是非常非常清楚。
It is taught by the illustrations of the Old Testament.
所以这里呢，也是在旧约里把它旧约里是举例子来说明的，很清楚。
And it is taught by the character of God.
也是由神的那个品格决定的。
I summarize the argument like this.
因为我把这个问题呢做了一个总结。
And this has got to be translated pretty accurately, Roy, so you listen carefully.
Okay.
Okay. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God,will not subject the bride of the Lamb to the wrath of the Lamb immediately prior to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
所以呢，实际上呢，他说这一节要翻译的非常准确啊，他就是说神的儿子，就是神的羔羊，他不会把他自己的新娘放在羔羊的愤怒之下，也就是神的愤怒之下，然后呢取代这个的是我们在上面和羔羊有一个婚宴。
Okay, now to me that's profound logic. You won't find a line like that in the Bible, but that's the logic of the Bible.
这是一个非常深刻的一个逻辑，你在圣经里找不到这样的经文，但这是整个圣经的逻辑。
Now, many of you ladies can respond to this if I just change the personalities a little.
所以呢，你们中间的很多女士们可以理解，如果我把这个人格把这个人称变换一下。
Here's a man who comes to you and says, "You know, I love you really much. I would like you to marry me."
一个男人来找到一个女人说，我非常爱你，我想跟你结婚。
You would say, well, that sounds very good. He says, but there's one thing.
所以你说呢，这个呢听起来不错，你说，但是那个男的说，还有一件事，一个条件。
He says, we'll set a date. It'll be the end of July. We'll get married. But in the month of June and July, I am going to beat you up.Like you have never been beaten before, like nobody has ever been beaten before. I'm gonna beat you and beat you and beat you and beat you, and then I want to marry you.
这个人说呢，我们会在七月底结婚，然后在六月、七月呢，我要天天打你，打你，打得非常重，打得非常狠，但是没有世界上没有其他人这么打过你啊！我就要打这么打，一直打到七月底，然后我跟你结婚。
And what would you say?
你会怎么说?
You'd say bye bye.
你会说拜拜了。
Not coming around here anymore. Get out right now. Don't ever show your face to me again.
我听都听不下去，赶紧滚，我永远不会再见到你，不想看到你。
Now I tell this story to you because yesterday,maybe the day before yesterday, I can't remember. I listened to a radio preacher.
因为我要告诉你们大家这个故事，可能是昨天，可能是前天，我在收音机上听到一个人在讲。
And he comes on Kerry every afternoon at 2:30 during the week.
所以呢，他每个星期就是在两点以后他来开始讲。
In many respects,He is a good man, but when it comes to the question of the rapture of the church and a lot of other things, he's very, very wrong.
耶稣是看起来是个好人，他也是个好人，但是当谈到那个教会被提的时候，谈到这类似的事情的时候，他就大错特错。
So he basically said, don't anybody delude you into thinking that the rapture of the church comes at a separate time than the judgment of God. They'll both come together.And the wrath of God and the rapture will be together rather than the rapture preceding the coming of the Lord in judgment.
耶稣他说呢，你们不要相信这个教会被提和大灾难是分开的。实际上的教会被提和大灾难是在一起的，它同时发生的，这个都是在一个时间发生的。
Most people who call themselves Christians today believe.That the wrath of God and the rapture will come at the same time Jesus Christ will come to earth. And when he comes to earth, he'll save the Christians and he will punish the wicked people all at the same time.
所以很多人认为他说他自己是基督徒的时候呢，他说他主耶稣基督会同时降临的时候呢，把教会提起来，然后再惩罚下面的人。
We believe that the rapture will take place, then lots of problems in the earth, and then finally the Lord Jesus will come and set everything right. But there will be at least 7 years between the rapture.And the judgment of God.
其实像我们相信呢，就是说呢，主耶稣会先在空中把我们提上去和他相会，然后呢，地下就会出现很多的问题，然后呢，在最后主耶稣基督会来，就是最少是7年，主耶稣才来把一切事情都纠正。
And he had a proof text to prove that he was right, and that the position that we've been teaching you is wrong. So I listened carefully. I wanted to hear his proof text.
实际上当时那个在收音机里讲到的人呢，他说他有一个经文来证明他是正对的，我们是错的。所以 Harold 很仔细地听了他讲的经文。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, chapter 1 and verse 6.We'll read a couple of verses together.
因为提斯罗尼迦后书第一章第六节，我们要读几节经文。
All right. God is just. I'll read several verses. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen.When the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels, he will punish those who do not know good and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
So, 他刚读的六到八节，第六节说，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应。那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那是主耶稣基督，同他有能力的天使从天上的火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
His argument is that he will give relief to the Christian and punish the wicked.At precisely the same time.
所以他的观点呢，就是说呢，当时呢，主耶稣呢会让这个信他的人呢得平安，然后惩罚那些不信的人，同时惩罚。
And this means that he could not remove the church before he punishes the wicked.
这个意思呢，就是说呢，在他。他不能在他惩罚那些恶人之前把教会提上去。
And that's not what the verse says.
这并不是这节经文要讲的。
The verse says that when he's punishing the wicked, the Christians will have rest.
这里讲到的意思呢，就是当 主惩罚那些恶人的时候呢，基督徒是有平安的。
He will give relief to those who are troubled, the Christian. This will happen when he comes to, in flaming, blazing fire, he comes with his angels to punish. When there's punishment, the Christian will be at rest. It doesn't say that the times will be identical. It simply says when the judgment comes, the church will be at rest. And the church could have gone to be at rest long before that. This verse doesn't say that the church will not go to be at rest until the wrath of God is right there.
实际上这里讲到的呢是啊，我们能够教会能够得平安。得平安呢，这个地点呢，就是说当时他惩罚地下的恶人的时候，实际上这你并没有讲一个时间观念。这个时间观念是当主耶稣当他的冒着火焰的天使显现的时候，他惩罚人的时候呢，教会已经得了平安，而且这个教会得了平安呢，不是说时间限制，可能是在这很久之前，教会已经得了平安。
Sometimes it takes a little longer to translate than it does to make the original statement.
Yeah, 他有时候呢，翻译呢要多做一点解释，然后才能说清楚。
All right, what I'm saying is this.Don't let a statement that is uncertain or indefinite argue against what is clear and plain in Scripture.
因为他现在的点呢，就是说大家不要用那些不确定的和没有确实的清楚的那些论点去影响你那些圣经里已经讲得非常清楚明确的论点。
Okay, we'll come back to these verses in a few weeks' time. We're going to go back now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we're going to talk about the rapture.
因为我们后面几个星期可能会回到这个里面。今天呢，我们先回到帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，这里讲到的呢，就是关于教会被提的。
And that also is subject to revision because the clock says we're not going to have time. So we're going to talk about the preliminary verses. We'll talk about verses 9 to 12 this week and then maybe get into the others next week. But verse 9, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 9.
实际上呢，我们并没有时间，今天时间也到了，也谈不了新的东西。所以我们就把前面的一节经文呢复习一下。我们先来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第九节。
Now, about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other.
第九节说呢，论到弟兄之爱，不用我写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
That's wonderful. Some Christians have to be taught to love other people because by nature they don't. But Paul says, you, Thessalonians, you understand the importance of loving one another. So he says, I'm not going to be talking to you much about that.
这个是非常有趣的，因为呢，有些人呢，他必须你要教他怎么去爱，因为他们不知道怎么爱。所以这里使徒保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦人说呢，因为你们知道爱，所以我不用去教你们怎么爱。
He says, verse 10, and in fact, you do love all the brethren throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do it more and more.
第十节继续说，你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行的，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
How much should you love?
你应该有多爱呢？
Okay. Have you ever met a woman who said to her husband, you love me too much. Please stop telling me that you love me. And please stop showing me that you love me because you love me too much.
所以你有没有碰到过这样一个女人，她跟她丈夫说，你爱我爱得太多了，你请你现在不要这么爱我，停止爱我，不要爱我这么多，你有没有碰到这样？
No, a wife never says that. A husband never says that.
一个妻子永远不会那么说，一个丈夫也永远不会那么说。
And God never says that.
And you never
say to God.
你也不要那么对神说。
Keep on loving God more. Keep on loving His people more. Keep on loving your families more. Keep on loving the unsaved more. We all need to love more. And frankly, we all want more love.
你要持续的去爱你的神，你要持续去爱神的子民，要更多的爱你的家人，你更多的去爱那些没有得救的人，你要更多的去爱你周围的人。实际上坦率的说，我们所有的人都需要更多的爱。
And he says now in verse 11, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your own hands just as we told you.
第十一节说又要立志做安静人办自己的事儿亲手做工正如我们从前所吩咐你们的。
How do you love more?
怎么多爱呢?
Well, you probably learn to love more by working more, don't you?
就大概说是你工作的越多你的爱就越多是不这样。
You just basically say, I love you, I'm going to do this for you. I love you, I'm going to do that for you.
你通常呢就说呢我非常爱你所以我会为你做这个。我非常爱你所以我为你做那个。
In order to do that, verse 11, you're going to have to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
因为呢要这么做呢你要立志做安静人。
I would like to love you more, but really, I got more important things to do. I've got to go to the office. I've got to make more money. I've got to, and you go off in different directions because you got a cluttered life. The Christian often leads a quiet life. And he leads a quiet life so that he can love more.
实际上呢你说我更爱你是真的吗你说因为我爱你但是我要去上班我要去赚更多钱我要到处去做别的事儿。所以呢这个说基督徒呢通常呢他是一个很安静的安静的去爱他不是说到处跑这样。
As a matter of fact, if I'm going to love you more, I'm pretty much going to have to love myself less. I'm going to have to do fewer things for Harold.
所以呢这个事实上是如果说我真的爱你那么我都为我自己少做点事儿我就要为 Harold 自己做得越好。
Get to work loving people more rather than doing your own stuff.
所以我说 Harold, 你去工作去更爱其他的人少为自己的事儿做事儿。
Now the key thing about the Christian is he is not lazy.
所以对基督徒的关键的一点呢是不懒。
This verse says, work with your own hands. Don't just sit there, work. Work for the Lord. Work with his people. Work for the unsaved. Do something.
你这一节经文说呢不要就坐在那里你要去工作用你的双手去为神工作去为神的子民工作去为那些没有得救的人工作。
If you speak to many people, you say, could you please describe a Christian to me?
那你如果碰到一个人你说你可以跟我描述一下基督徒是什么样的吗
And they would say, yes, he's someone who goes to church once a week, listens to preachers, and pays some money.
他说呢是啊我知道他们就是一个星期去一次教堂听一些讲道然后付点钱。
That's not what it's all about.
这不是基督徒应该做的。
Far more. This is what it's all about. They lead a quiet life. They mind their own business. They work with their own hands so that they can love God, the Lord Jesus, the people in the community of Christ and the unbeliever. They live love by working just as Jesus did.
你这些经文说呢要学会安静办自己的亲手做工正如我所吩咐过你们的。所以如果这样做你就会更爱神更爱教会的 这个社区跟教会里面的人，这就是我们主耶稣基督所做的。
All of this, verse 12, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody else.
所以第十二节说，叫你们可以向外人行事，端正自己有没有什么缺乏的了。
Get a job, get busy, you do your work, so that you're not considered to be lazy, but you are not dependent on others, you're helping others. Live the life of work that loves, or love that works.
所以呢，去工作，去找一个工作，把让自己忙起来，不要懒惰。所以呢，你如果这么去做，你跟周围去做，你自己也不会缺乏，外人也觉得你行事端正。
Now, this whole question then of working, being a contributor rather than a recipient of the good things of God is covered in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
这里讲到呢，你作为一个贡献者，而不是作为一个接收者。所以呢，你把神的功和神的爱，你要贡献出去。这是在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章讲的。
And verse 10 says, For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, if a man will not work, he shall not eat.
所以这里呢，帖撒罗尼迦前后书第三章第十节是这样讲的，就是我们在你们那时吩咐你们做工，若有人不肯做工，就不肯吃饭。
That's the plan of God.
这是神的计划。
You don't work, you don't eat.
你不工作就不能饭吃。
Much more on this later, but let me just remind you of it now. We have a society that basically says if a man is poor, he deserves a handout from the government so that he doesn't have to go hungry.
因为这里呢，我们回头再来学这个，在我们当今的社会里有这样一个逻辑，就是一个人不想工作，那政府必须提供食物给他，否则他会饿死。
The Bible says, if you're going to give him something, give him a job and let him work. And after he's worked, he can get something to eat.
因为圣经是这样说的，你如果想让他给他什么东西，你让他去工作，在他工作以后呢，他才能搞到什么可以吃。
And there is a huge revolution going on in the world today. And you can see the proof of it at Hastings in Maine. And it basically says, we won't work, we need a handout, you've got to give us money so that we can eat, you've got to give us money so that we can get a place to live, you've got to give us money so that we can get our drugs.
因为这里呢，这样一个革命在温哥华这一直持续，就在 Hastings 街上那一块的那些人，他们经常聚会，他们就抗议说，啊，我们不想工作，但是你要给我钱，你要给我钱我才有东西吃，你要给我钱我才有地方住，你要给我钱我才会买毒品。
Way back when I was a boy, the beggars used to come to the house and they'd knock on the door and they would say, Lady, I need money for lunch.
所以当我还是小男孩的时候，就那些乞丐来到我的门前，就敲门说：“敲门说，说太太，我需要钱买东西吃。”
And I was at the door, standing beside my mommy.
那时候我站在我妈妈旁边，在门口。
And my mommy said, "You go to the back door. I'll give you a shovel. You turn over all the weeds in the backyard, so that my husband and my son can plant some food."You work out there for an hour or 2 hours. When you're finished, I'll give you a good lunch.
所以呢，我的妈妈就说呢，跟那个人说，你到我的后院去，后院我给你一把锹，然后你把后边那些杂草都铲掉。你在那工作一个小时，工作一个小时把杂草铲完了，我和我的丈夫就可以种点什么在这里。当你做完你的工作以后呢，我给你午餐吃。
And what did most of the men do?
这些人他们平常在做什么呢？
Turned around and walked away.
这 所以他就是转身就走。
It happened 2 years ago.
两年。
My sister was standing in a Safeway store. And a man said to her, would you give me some money, lady? I am hungry. I need some money.
两年前呢，我的姐姐站在 Safeway 的门口，然后一个人说呢，太太，请给我一点钱，我现在很饿。
Norma said to him, there's a sign right there that says this store is hiring people. Go inside, speak to the manager, get a job.
因为我的姐姐跟她说呢，这里有一个标志，标志上写着他们正在雇人，你走到里面去找那个经理说，哎，找个工作，我要工作。
He said to her, no, I can't work. I can't do that.
那个人说他我不能工作，我不能工作。
She said, would you like a banana?
然后他姐姐说，你想吃香蕉吗？
And she reached in, she just bought some bananas. She reached in, pulled out a banana. Would you like a banana then? If you're hungry, you can have a banana.
然后他就从他的那个袋子里拿一个香蕉出来说，如果你饿了，你可以吃一个香蕉。
Did he say thank you?
他说谢谢你了吗？没有。
Did he take the banana?
他拿了香蕉吗？没有。
A man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat.
一人不工作就不该吃饭。
God's got a solution to all the big problems in the world. Why don't they want the Bible? Because they don't want to work. They don't want God's. They want their sin. They want to play.
其实呢，有个大的计划给这整个世界。但是这些人他为什么不想读圣经呢？因为他们不想工作。
Christians lead by example.
所以基督徒应该做出一个榜样来。
Let's pray. We've gone over time. Thank you for your patience.
那祷告用时间超了，感谢大家的耐心。
Lord, we just pray that you'll continue to teach us. We thank you for the Bible. We don't always understand it, but Lord, we thank you and we want to obey it.
主啊，感谢您让我们继续学习圣经，但是呢，我们通常不理解，但是我们也一直要保持相信它。
Bless us, we pray today.Make us a blessing today, we pray.
你请祝福给我们，让我们成为别人的祝福。
And Lord, continue to answer our questions, please, because we want to be a people who not only obey the Lord, we want to understand Him too. And so keep helping us, we ask you.
所以主啊，请你继续帮助我们去理解，我们不是一个只想顺服的人，我们也想要去理解，求你帮助我们来理解。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.